I'll do it.
That's my last meeting, too.
Pardon?
This is my last meeting, too.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's fine. You know, and I don't mind doing the minutes. I did it, you know, for a full year.
Actually, Clyde, you said you'd be happy to do minutes, wouldn't you? Secretary? There you go. We already have some.
Well, yeah. But,
well, theoretically.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, we got to do the vote. Thank you, Bill, for offering. Yeah. Right.
Potentially.
Yeah. Nothing is done.
You're not elected yet.
I think some people were thinking that I was actually like just nominating people for positions. No. There's a process, but
okay.
It was just nice for me to feel it out and see. Okay. Oh, I'll just shut up.
Okay.
I've seen the look before. Janet, did you teach this look to my wife?
She does that.
Oh, I see.
Okay, begin the general session. Approve agenda. The agenda, you guys have an agenda where we approve it.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda as was submitted.
John, on the second. Okay, John Onessian moves. Terry Piskey seconds to approve the minutes as presented and to dispense with the reading of the minutes. Is that your motion?
That's sure. You got it.
And that's what I seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Since I'm going to be writing the minutes, I would need to have it clear on the record because I can't remember Diddley's
spot. Where did Steve go?
He's right here.
He's right there. Grab a chair from the other room, Bill. There's one. Oh, another chair? Okay. Public comments. Anybody want to address the board at the beginning of the meeting before we start? Anybody have anything to say? Anybody? Okay. President's report. Well, this is our final board meeting for the fiscal year 17-18. We want to say goodbye to four of you, or four of us. I'm one of them. So I did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
But the other three of you, and hopefully because I'm still a candidate, that I'll manage to go my way through. Especially to, not ignoring you, but to Steve and to Ed for the job that they did as treasurer and as secretary. This has been a very good board. We've been very, very lucky and very fortunate. It's done very well. I'm sorry not only to lose you from the board, but to lose you from the community, Ed. So, especially as a neighbor, right? Because we knew what you were like. When you get a new neighbor,
right.
You know, God knows what you're going to get sometimes. But sounds like it might be a good neighbor too. So, you know, we're going to miss you.
Thanks.
Secretary's report.
I posted the meeting notices on the two signs for the upcoming meeting in May, and minutes and the audio file have been uploaded. And I did not do Steve's report.
As you did, right.
Okay. So that still has to be uploaded.
Okay. So the treasurer's report hasn't been sent to the...
Treasurer's report has not been sent, correct.
Okay. To the website, okay. All right, have a motion to accept the minutes?
I have a motion to waive the reading of the minutes and accept the minutes as presented.
So Jean makes a motion to accept the minutes and to dispense with the reading of the minutes?
Second.
Terry Piskey seconds. Any discussion about the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Treasurer's report. Anybody any motion to dispense with the treasurer's report? Oh, no.
And in conclusion, the financials continue to look very, very favorable. The balance sheet shows the total assets of $310,428. The profit and loss for the month of April, nothing really significant. The total income was $4,173. Total expenses were $2,021 for a net income of $2,152 favorable. Through the 11 months of the year, the total income has been $160,000. It was a really, really weird year because of the reimbursement that we got from the state. So when you take a look at the actual income of $160,000 versus a budgeted income of $86,000, you say, whoa, this is really a great favorable income year, but we have to bear in mind that state reimbursement was $71,000 of that, which brings us right back down to what our budget was. On the expense side, the total expenses for the 11 months, $138,000. We had budgeted $108,000, so it sounds like we had a real catastrophic year, but once again, because of the additional payroll expenses related to the firefighting, there was $60,000 in payroll expenses where we had only budgeted $14,000. So if you take the state reimbursement and the additional expenses on the payroll side and on the reimbursed fuel, which was another big ticket item, it really nets out. It nets out that we got $71,000 reimbursed from the state, and we had about $70,000 in additional expenses, which we were reimbursed for. So it's just a very, very unusual year. Bottom line, the net income is showing $22,000 favorable. And that is it.
And like you said earlier, that's primarily from fundraising. We
yes,
had a banner year for fundraising.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very, very good point. We, in the fundraising categories, there were three very, very significant areas. The merchandise sales through 11 months last year was $4,500. This year, through 11 months, $7,000. The pancake breakfast, $1,800 through 11 months last year, double that, $3,600 this year. And Walker Day, the prior Walker Day was $6,500, and this year $16,000. So, yes, absolutely good point. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I have a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Sure, I have a question.
All right. I have a question.
You know, on the reimbursement from the state or whoever, is the premise that it's a wash, or is this thought to be a revenue source for us, or is it tend to be dollar for dollar?
What I
have witnessed through the experience this year is that it's pretty much a wash. There are reports that are filed, and there are reimbursements that are made against those reports, those expense reports that are filed. I know that Roger's, you know, very involved in the pluses and minuses. And there's an approval process, obviously, that takes place to make sure that we're not going to be embarrassed with anything that we request for reimbursement.
Well, I think Roger can address that, too. But in this particular year, we're talking about labor. Firefighters going out as their labor. There is some income that will be happening in the future and has started to happen. Roger, correct me if I'm wrong. Some of the equipment that we send out is reimbursed for.
Yeah, I'll have that on my list.
Yeah. And he's going to talk about that. But that's the as we send equipment out, then we get paid for the equipment, and that's our money. But the money that these firefighters earn when they're out, we recover administrative costs, and we probably should have a discussion if that includes workers' comp, the extra premiums for workers' comp and for liability insurance. That's something we need to consider. And so that's right, because you've already done that. All right. That was a problem we had the first time this happened 2 years ago. We didn't factor all that in, and but the guy that went was very open to solving that problem. So when the firefighters go out, it's just a wash, right? But when the equipment goes out, it does bring revenue back into the fire department.
Okay.
And we are getting firefighters that are more and more eligible to take it out. So we have a motion to accept the treasurer's report. Terry,
I move that we accept the treasurer's report as delivered.
I'll second.
Second.
Oh, okay.
Who seconded?
I wanted to see what it
was. Oh, Dan Dougherty seconds. So Terry moves to accept the treasurer's report. Dan Dougherty seconds. Any discussion about the treasurer's report? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Fire chief's report. Sorry to horn in on your report there, Roger.
So calls, we had 5 calls in April. 3 were medical and 2 were illegal burns.
training, progressive code lays. We also did mapping, which really amounted to putting out those little white fire band signs. Also, we had five firefighters participate in the basin ops drill. That's the annual drill that I've been probably planning for like 7 or 8 years. And we had four more firefighters successfully pack test. Leak no report, facilities no report. Personnel, we had five firefighters at the Wildfire Expo on the square downtown for Earth Day. I mean, that's kind of an always, you know, high visibility day, and we always go to that. So Mark Keegan has already been out on a fire as a medical unit leader. He took one of the medical bags, one of the medical backpacks, and he told me it made, give or take, $2,300 for the department, to Ruby's question. Station manning is now available as of this weekend, but there has not been sufficient interest yet to fill shifts. We'll see how that evolves. Communication, we circled back. There was an issue at Active 911. That has been resolved. The Fire Chiefs Association, the chief from Yarnell, and I are steering the committee for small/volunteer fire departments. The objectives there relate to grants, training, recruitment and retention, also liability, and duplicated. Severity patrols gauging interest, that is a holdover from last month.
Okay.
Any questions?
When you talk about station manning, do you mean severity?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Interchangeable as far as
okay.
We do it.
All right. I'm with you.
Okay. Anybody else for Roger? I have a motion to accept the fire chief's report.
I move we accept the fire chief's report as delivered.
Second.
I move.
So Terry Piske moves. Dan Dougherty second. Oh, Rudy second. All right.
All right.
Any discussion about the fire chief's report? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yes. Community reports, you want to talk about Walker Day now?
Sure.
Chuck, I have it down here under old business, but now
I'll just say it's coming together. I finally have my head wrapped around how much I'll need to do and some of the people that'll be able to help out. How many of you guys here will be able to help for Walker Day, planning to be around? Rudy, you're going to be gone, right?
Right.
Okay. Clyde, you help out? Good. We'll find a place
for you. We're going to have to do a rummage, though, right?
Yeah. Right.
You too?
And there's lots of pieces.
You're in charge.
Lots of pieces to this, but you know what? It's always a miracle. It always comes together.
And I confirmed it last night with Allison about the cakewalk.
Good.
They're fine.
Good.
If you need her to help, you know, solicit cakes and things like that, too, but you do that with email.
I usually do that
with
email.
Do you do any personal phone calls or anything?
No.
Okay.
No. Last year I had like 40 cakes show up, more than we needed. We were giving them away at the end. So.
Well, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do with them.
Well, not for free. I mean, I guess I just sold them in the past, you know. Right.
Okay.
Question?
Everything?
I've got a few. Sure.
No, go ahead.
What time do you need trucks out of the station by first one?
You know, generally, it seems like it's like by 9 o'clock is great. It doesn't need to be any earlier than that, really. Walker Day officially starts at 11. It takes about an hour to set up chairs and stuff like that. So if the trucks are where they need to be by 9 o'clock, that's great.
So about the circle pattern?
That's already painted.
You want the truck driving over that? Or?
Oh, they can drive over it. Oh. Yeah, he's talking about like the painting for the cakewalk.
That's what I'm not hitting.
Yeah, if they're kind of careful, they can drive over it.
Yeah.
It should be fine.
They do that tonight.
If they turn hard, it will mark it up, you know. Yeah. So that's your answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure, you need to be careful with the water tender. But
I'm spilling water on it, that'll help.
Right.
What engagement do you want from the firefighters in terms of, it's a training day, so we can either, you know, kind of, sort of, have training here and just kind of, you know, help out as needed, or if there's not a whole lot to do in that regard, then, we may go offset. What's your preference for terms of
having the guys around?
Yeah.
And I'll let me ask you a question. Would you consider grooming the park area an honorable thing for your firefighters to do?
Short answer, yes. Longer answer is it wouldn't make sense to do it on Walker Day, I don't think, as opposed to doing it before.
Mm-hmm. Right. I meant earlier, like before we actually put cars in that, stuff like that.
Yeah, but we should be able to get that done. But in terms of
terms of locker day directly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can maybe set some sort of expectation. You don't have to right now if you want to email me.
Sure.
Set some sort of expectation for visibility or lack thereof or whatever.
Okay, and one other piece of that would be my intention is, you know, the art market wasn't a huge, I thought it was beautiful. I liked I've sold stuff there in the past, and my wife liked buying stuff, and I know a lot of people did, but I don't think the vendors did great. And I've had a few people call that wanted to set up again, but of the 50 that have set up over the last few years, two people wanted to again, tells me they weren't making much money. So that's why I've opted for more like a car show. And I thought if I can put half a dozen or a dozen cool classic vehicles, it's another activity. And it doesn't cost me much. It's pretty easy, and I can just invite people to come out. I'm not trying to convince artists to send me a check for $25, which was harder than any life insurance policy I ever sold. That was challenging. So at any rate, that's what we're going to do. And ideally, maybe 4 or 5 days before Walker Day, I don't know if this is a training thing, but I'd love to have that park area watered down. So
that we probably would do, you know, right at the last minute.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
It's June. It's going to
water it down for green, for it to green up a little, but also so it's just not so darn dusty.
Any horticulturists in the room know whether that's done effectively?
Right, right.
A week before.
Right, right. I would think a few days ahead of time, and it would actually green it up and make it a little bit more lush. But that we can talk about that. But that's kind of in my head. Again, I'm just putting. I can see all of Walker Day now. I can see all the pieces. You know, I still need personnel, but it's coming together. And I've had more people call me lately about cakes and stuff. And then I realized that, you know, the community is involved, but they're not involved 3 months earlier.
Yeah.
Within 3 or 4 weeks of it, it really starts to just take on a life of its own.
Yeah.
And as of Walker Day, I can just sit back, and now it's got its own momentum. I don't have to do anything.
Can I interject something?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Okay, with the cars that you're going to put out there, mm-hmm. if any of them, I know you're talking about classic cars. Some of them are probably going to be highly modified classic cars, which means they're going to be sitting very low to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you pull out there with hot mufflers,
right.
and if the ground mm-hmm. is dry, we're going to have an issue. So I would say if we can, water the area down the night before or the morning of, early in the morning. Not to make it muddy, just
right.
to make
okay.
it damp.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Or obviously no low riders.
But in my your firefighters, those guys are a big help because there's always stuff to move around.
Okay.
And we have simplified it with these easy ups rather than the other stuff that we were using to have,
right.
you know, when we had the big
right.
shades to set up.
What's
but there's lots
great,
of, you
great.
Know, there's water to move. We have all kinds of things. I'll even put them to work cooking. I mean, there's always, if they want to do something like that.
Right.
And there are several of them that do. I'll have Matt, of course. Matt's not yours that day. He's got to be at the grill. Okay. Okay.
I guess also a community announcement real quick.
This is a community report.
How do you say your last name?
Christ.
Steve Christ is also one of our board candidates, and I think most of you guys know Clyde by now over here on the left-hand side. So these guys are also willing to step up. So good.
Announcements
good to have
come
you.
Later.
You know what?
Okay.
Now it's out. I'm done.
No discipline.
All
right. Lauren is busy over here with his Firewise. They're going to have their Firewise
day-to-day
over there. So he's not here to give any kind of update on what's going on. But one of the things that I did see is he and Kurt Bowser up at the Potato Patch have been in communication about a grant possibility for the Potato Patch. So that would be very good. Okay, old business. We've talked about elections. All right. So you're not going to be here, Ed. You're done. So the ballots. Okay.
I think that's on me, right?
You want to do the ballots?
No.
Okay. Well, okay. Here's what's going to happen. All right. Joyce has the list. We get the list from Yavapai County, the assessor's office. Then she grooms it for the newsletter, which she takes out duplicates and that sort of thing. Which means, like, if you have, you know, Potter Holding and K5 properties that are, you know, at the same address. She doesn't send a newsletter to each of those places. She just sends, she has sent one newsletter, we just send one newsletter. But each of those properties have, you know, have people who are going to vote. So she will set that up now, mm-hmm. so that each of those entities, and including the individuals, and they've been doing it now for the last couple of years, so they're familiar with what happens.
Right.
She'll take the proxies that are delivered. Normally they would be delivered to Ed as the secretary, but he won't be here. So we may need somebody to
Would they go to me then?
Yeah. We'll do that. We'll
that I can do.
Proxies to
just
John.
Okay. As VP, it's my...
Yeah, right. You're actually...
under my purview
right.
to take care of the voting.
Okay.
Right.
Proxy to John.
Right.
We'll,
I voted some proxies also to...
Yeah. And then we'll make sure that John has them. Mm-hmm. Then at the beginning of the day, you know, when the proxies are coming in, they will... First thing they'll do is they'll mark off the proxies against the properties and against the people that have sent
okay.
them in.
Gotcha.
So you don't have duplicates. There's been some issues where people have sent proxies and then they come to get a ballot.
Right.
They can handle that. They're used to it now. And they can always solicit help from people that show up to help them.
And then Joyce will have what, her two friends?
Joyce, Jennifer, I think she's recruited Allison.
Okay.
And,
they'll sit there and
hand out. Right. Like I say, they did it before, and they divide it up in the, you know, alphabetical or whatever it is. And every once in a while, there's a little bit of flack.
Right.
And so they're used to that now too. So
right.
They get it over with.
And the buses come in from Phoenix.
Right. God, we haven't heard that for 10 years.
Right.
Mark, where's Mark when you need him? Okay. All right. So, and then we'll have, there are four remaining nominees from the nomination process.
Correct.
But that doesn't mean we won't have nominations from the floor.
Right. We haven't for a couple of years, but we may. And
yeah.
If so, then
there will be. So
right.
then we do it.
Right.
Okay. So you got the proxies. I'll do the ballots, make sure that you get the ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And the ballots will be different than the proxy. So they'll be
color-wise, you mean?
Color-wise,
okay.
Yeah. So they won't be the same. Anything else that we need to talk about for the election?
Nope. And we'll have a voting box for putting them in.
Box, right.
We're good to go.
Now, in the past, there's been some kind of, we've kind of tried to control people dropping in ballots before the candidates speak.
Right.
What happens if they drop a ballot in, if they want to just drive by and drop a ballot in, then they miss anybody that's nominated from the floor and they won't be able to vote for them. But if it's their choice, I suppose.
Right.
You know,
and I think we should do it that way. In the past, they've been real tough about it. But if somebody can't stay for the meeting, they need to leave early, they want to put their ballot in.
So then what happens is they hand their ballot to somebody else, you know,
they
can mark it, whatever it happens to be.
Right.
So if somebody brings a ballot and they want to mark, it's like same as sending a proxy. If you send a proxy,
exactly.
you don't have.
Right.
So if they want to bring a ballot, they can drop it in and go. We'll count them as present because they'll fulfill the quorum.
Right.
Because they've been here to vote. So
if
nobody disagrees with that, and I think that's what we'll try to do.
And then,
because that is a battle. I mean, not a battle. It's always...
It happens.
You know, I have to get your shield
right.
Well, I remember one year when I was secretary, I had to hide the ballot box underneath the table between my feet.
Yeah. It's like hiding the plate before a firefighter appreciation day.
Yeah.
No one gets a plate, you know. And then do proxies add up in this? We need 75 people at least at the meeting, correct? Did the
proxies
add into that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Proxies
so.
Are included in the total. You could have nobody here and 75 proxies, and then you have an official meeting.
Gotcha. And if there is a vote, Bob, I will make it 2 minutes per person, and if people want to ask questions, but it's going to be a fast process.
Yeah.
Right.
You control the calendar and the clock. Okay, the budget. Anything else about the election?
Mm-hmm.
We want to get this before they start at 10, so... Okay, the budget. You've drafted a budget. I talked to you a little bit. I'd like to see something added into the budget about some sort of electronic improvement here, a better DVR that works, a stronger router so people that come here that, you know, it's weak. It is here, but people come and use the Wi-Fi here. Dr. Roger about it. You don't have any objections, is what I understand, right? To get Matt to look about getting a better router.
All good, other than just, you know, not camping out in front. And
right.
Make it stronger.
Yeah.
And that promotes there, which can be okay most
yeah.
of the time.
And back way.
Okay.
Yeah. And the good thing about putting that shed where it is that people can't park on the water tank.
Mm.
Right. So, you know. And that's what they were doing. They parked their big old 2-ton car.
And use the Wi-Fi?
And use the Wi-Fi, yeah. Because... And if we can get it broadcast, and if we get it broadcast far enough out there, we get better images. And I'm going to maybe ask Clyde to help do that, but get better images back so we can take pictures of what's going on at the trash, because the trash continues to be an issue.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I was up there this morning.
So can we see about doing? I don't know if we can even make that a negative part of it. Maybe what $4,000 or $5,000, but included in a sound system as well, because this sound system, the recording. Maybe it made the amplifier is working okay, but the cords and the microphones are starting to show their wear.
On these?
Right.
On this you're talking
about? No,
about?
The amplifier that's okay. in there right. that we used to use. Pardon?
We need a category called hi-fi.
Okay. So without objection, maybe we can add that into the budget. That's something we can talk about. The budget's not going to be approved until the new board comes in, but you may have to manipulate some income figures if you're going to add, you know, $5,000 or something like that. And you talk to Adam, he'll understand it, but you might be able to do that with the extra income from equipment that's going to go out. You know, offset it, because if you're going to get $2,500 for a piece of equipment that goes out for a 7-day fire, a 10-day fire, you know, you'll certainly surpass that.
And it's not even in part covered already by a line item budget.
No.
Okay.
Well, it may be, but it needs to be.
Facilities.
That's right. But you need to include enough in there that facilities has a budget, and then if you want to add it.
Right.
Yeah, something, as you know, it's going to be a big chunk.
I was just looking over the rough draft that we did for the new budget.
Well, we don't need to do it right now. I'm just saying. Okay. If there's no objection to that, let's do that.
It's good money. Good money
okay.
spent.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Rough category.
Okay. The fire wheel.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Jerry.
Yes. I met with the county inspector on Thursday of this week. Right there about 150 feet north of Blue Jay on the west side of Walker Road. That's where he agreed and I agreed, and I think we've all talked about it, and we agree that is probably the best spot for the fire wheel to go, because you see it before you get into Walker, immediately before you get into Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And being on the west side of the road, your eyes are drawn that way. And he seems to think it's a good idea. I asked him whether that was county right-of-way or Forest Service. And he said he would have to check, but he's pretty sure that it's county right-of-way through there. And there may be a permit required, and that will come to the president of the board to apply for that permit. And then it's just a matter of calling Blue State once we have the permit in hand.
We'll be lucky to get this in before the rainy season.
Yeah.
It'll be up for next year.
Hope not, because I stressed to the inspector, his name is Jim, and his supervisor,
and
they're very hands-on, and I appreciated that.
And the Forest Service wants it, too. I talked to him.
Oh, wonderful.
Sarah,
so maybe we can expedite this thing.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of pushing it through. The sign is ready.
Yeah.
In fact, it's taking up space in my shop that I'd like to have back. But
you mean another little one up for your house?
Yeah, I put that one up yesterday.
If it's a bit of a quagmire for this season, can we just put it on department property, if nothing else?
It's not a quagmire.
Okay.
I'm just teasing about that. I've worked around it. I've got the post. I've got an 8-foot post. It's already drilled. Everything is ready to go up. So all we need is, once we get the permit and Blue Stake done, is somebody to put it in.
Well, you know what's funny about this is Roger took you seriously.
Is what?
That Roger took you seriously.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You seem
dangerous. No, that's just me. I'm always
angry. Okay. Anything about the fire wheel? Great project. There's no new business unless somebody has something new that they want to talk about. I couldn't think of anything. We don't want to start anything new. We're going to have a new board next month anyway. Okay, community announcements. Now is when you want to introduce Steve.
That's late.
Too late's already done.
Yeah, we got him.
WCAA?
Just, it's a month early, but the first Saturday of July, we'll be having our Sunday Saturday here at the fire station from 1 to 3, so, and some of the best homemade hot fudge in the world.
Okay.
You're already collecting Coke.
Oh, yes, Cokes are, yeah.
Okay. First Saturday, Sunday Saturday is the first Saturday in July. July, that's 2 months away, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Discipline's breaking down here. Okay. Any other community announcements? Okay. Now the public forum. Anybody have anything to say, want to address this with?
I would have brought this up last month. I didn't hear, Bill, when you started the meeting saying that there was I heard EEO complaints, and I'm going, what's EEO?
Equal opportunity.
No, I didn't hear the C. So, you know, when I went back and I checked the minutes, which were posted, and so I guess it's like, what kind of complaint could we have an EEOC because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, age, disability, or genetic information? How did this come about, I guess? I guess I'm curious what's happening.
Okay, hang on.
So,
all right. Okay, your question is about the EEO complaint that was addressed that we announced last month. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll answer in a minute. Bill?
I want to know if you wanted to bring up either now or next year about separating for liability purposes the fire department, whether I should start drawing something or form a committee or whatever.
Okay.
Because it dovetails. Mm-hmm. And we have
right.
a suit. Well, we have $300,000
sure.
worth of assets. And
right.
somebody wants to sue you for $1 million.
Right.
We really need to keep our money and our building over here and what we do over here.
Okay. Okay.
All
right.
It doesn't matter that.
Okay. So your question is then asking if we should separate our assets from the operations side of the budget. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll
through a committee or.
Yeah. We'll answer that in a minute. Steve? Anything? Conrad?
No.
Okay. The EEO complaint, and our lawyer sitting right there.
Mm-hmm.
We had a situation that occurred where a woman that was out on the fire as a volunteer complained about the way she was reimbursed and the timing of the reimbursement, and then because it drug on, and as it drug on for many others at the same time. At the same time, we had paid people that we knew rather than people we didn't know, which is her. And so she accused us of using sexual discrimination by not paying her. Still not resolved for sure. The EEO, she filed an EEO complaint. They answered back that they dismissed it. That doesn't mean they can't reopen it, and it doesn't mean that she can't sue us. So that is something that is pending, and we're dealing with. Bill stepped in and helped us answer some of the questions. So I don't think there's anything more to say about that. We don't know.
Right. But it looks like a closed case.
It's a sword of Damocles. You don't know.
Right.
You know, it's something for 2 years that they can pin and wait. We believe we have a good defense, and that's what's happened.
It just seems odd being a volunteer
I understand.
Okay.
Okay. And as a result of this, Bill, we had talked about this. Anybody else want to address the EEO thing, Ms. Victoria? As a result, during this process, Bill pointed out that we may have some vulnerability if, in fact, we have everything in one pot, that there is a difference between the structures and the assets part of the business and what is the operation sides of the business. And other entities do separate the two, so that and that is something to consider. It's a new process. This board probably shouldn't do that, Bill. Something we should discuss with the new board as it comes in, and probably would be the recommendation that that's what we would do, since you're the lawyer that's recommended. So it's always good to go against your lawyer's advice. You see results about that all the time. So, unless there's anything else, we're at 9:52.
I'd like to make a motion at this time to end this thing.
And I will second for the last time.
That's right. Well, all right. Thanks. We have a discussion. Thanks again, you guys, for helping. Sorry to see you leave. Really sorry to see you leave. Hey, all in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. All right.